There's an urban building boom afoot. U.S. construction spending is at its highest level in more than 7 years. In New York City, for example, the New York Building Congress Trade Organization found that construction of new office space is at a 25-year high. But there is a hitch with all those high-rises. Believe it or not, glass is in short supply right now. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from Building Boom, New York. And Jason, explain to me, how is it possible? Why is there a shortage in glass right now?
Hi there, Meghna. Well, first of all, new office towers that are draped in glass, they need a lot of glass. You know, the typical high-rise tower can need literally hundreds of thousands of square feet of metal-framed glass panels. So, as you described, demand is soaring, but glass manufacturers and the fabricators, they just simply can't keep up. That's because many glass makers mothballed their operations between 2008 and 2009 during the recession when building and construction really, really dampened down. And so there just wasn't much need of glass, so they shut down these factories. And starting them back up again is really expensive and takes a really long time. And one of the problems is that when you shut it down, sort of the glass that you were furnacing, it all freezes in those receptacles where they're heating it up. And so they have to use jackhammers to clear it out. It's a tough thing to do. And so there's delays now that are really affecting affecting the construction process.
Wow. And I mean, this is, of course, very highly specialized glass. It's not the kind that you get at your local building store because it has to withstand, you know, pressures and wind, etc. But I'm seeing that this shortage that you were describing is boosting glass prices by as much as 30 to 40%. I mean, so what's been the impact on developers? I presume that at the very least, delays and price increases.
Both of those, yeah, indeed. Glass accounts for about a quarter of a construction project's budget. I was surprised to learn that the glass is that expensive when you take it all into account. And so now you've got the cost of glass adding tens of millions of dollars to the cost of building new construction. And, you know, these delays are a big problem because you've got builders who are just waiting for glass and they've got their building standing bare, and that's what's holding things up for these contractors. And so the developers who are waiting for them are becoming very frustrated, and they keep getting the same response: sorry, the glass isn't here yet. And right now, the glass makers, they're the ones who are dictating the timelines, according to these construction companies.
But Jason, with any shortage, certainly there's a market opportunity for someone out there.
Oh, indeed. And this is kind of interesting. You've got a really major developer here in New York, Related Company is the name of it. They're the one who made the Time Warner Center, the gigantic glass building, the Time Warner Center, that's so prominent in New York, and making a bunch of other buildings. Well, they've become so frustrated, they decide to take matters into their own hands and open up their own $16 million factory for producing glass. So now they're getting in the glass-making business. Their new glass company has been dubbed the New Hudson Facade Company, and they hope to be at full capacity by next year, producing 2 million square feet of curtain wall glass each year.
The glories of curtain wall construction, and I presume maybe sometime in the future, Jason, we'll come back to you talking about a glass glut, but hopefully it's not for some time. Jason Bellini,
the glass ceiling's not broken.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thanks, Meghna.